92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
New York State government officials have drafted a new proposal to reduce light pollution and energy waste. It's called the New York State Dark Skies Protection Act. It's currently making its way through multiple offices in Albany for approval, and if it gets passed, new rules would restrict outdoor lighting starting January 1st of 2028. So clearly they're not in a rush to get this done. It would order that outdoor lighting fixtures be shielded, that they direct light downward, that lights be out between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. for outdoor recreational facilities like amphitheaters, arenas, and parks, and other outdoor lighting would have to be on timers or motion-activated switches during those overnight hours. Now, this would not apply to highways and airports or emergency services facilities. Historical landmarks would be able to apply for exemptions for culturally or historical significant lighting, and I assume it would not apply to lights for American flags, which are supposed to be lit at night. But their bill exempts high population density areas, specifically Times Square in New York City. I'm not sure why, but could you imagine Times Square going dark at night in the city that never sleeps? The thing is, and this is where I'm confused, on one side, they want people in Manhattan to be able to see the stars in the sky at night, but apparently it's okay that they can't and won't be able to in Times Square. That makes complete sense, doesn't it?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.